How do you clip up your sermons for social media? We'll talk about it today.
This is the definitive podcast for helping you plan, create, and execute dynamic worship experiences at your church. Useful, practical content in the areas of production, worship, communications, first impressions, and more. This is Making Sunday Happen.
Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of Making Sunday Happen. We are on episode number 426, and we are leading up to the closeout of this entire podcast with episode number 430. The last guest on the show will be episode number 429, and that will be Pastor Craig Groeschel from Life Church. So we are ending with a bang, and then 4:30, we're going to do this big celebration, going back and looking at our favorite clips and our favorite people on the show. So don't miss the next few weeks. It's going to be really exciting. So here's what's happening. We are launching a brand new platform. This platform is going to be full of brand new podcasts, courses, webinars, articles, books, and more. So we're closing out this podcast, but have no fear. I'm not going anywhere. I'm actually shifting my hosting duties over to a brand new podcast that we're starting called Your Visuals Matter. It's going to be all about how to visually communicate the gospel with graphics and video. Media is a major tool to reach this generation for Jesus. And so where this podcast has focused on a broad scope of whoever plans, creates, and executes the worship experience, this new weekly podcast, Your Visuals Matter, will focus solely on how to visually communicate the gospel using graphics and video. So what if I don't have screens? What presentation software do I need? How do I use ready-made graphics? How do I use custom graphics? What videos can I use on my screens in the worship experience or on mobile or on social media? If you want to learn how to do that, join me. You can also join Thought Leaders. It'll be an interview-style show again. Also, this one is going to have a little bit less names on it and more ministry leaders really, really in the trenches of ministry making it happen. So, Your Visuals Matter is the brand new podcast. It is coming soon. Be looking for that. So, we'll close this one out with episode number 430. All right, on today's episode, I'm talking with my friend Corey Alderman. Corey is the owner of Sermon Shots, a great new company in our space, helping you do sermon clips and reels. We'll talk today about how you can repurpose your sermon by clipping it up and sharing it on social media. So we'll dive in to that topic and more with Corey right after this. Hey, ministry leader, it's time you're in the middle of fall ministry preparation and rollout, but let me interrupt briefly with a huge announcement from our team. By now, you know we're changing our name, and this is a huge rebrand for us, but we are excited for what it means for you. First, we're combining 1230 Media and 1230 Kids. Now, this simplifies our catalog of work. And secondly, we are ready to announce our brand new name and brand. We're changing our name to, cue the drum roll, Church Visuals. Now, why? Because that's what we specialize in. And our promise to you, we'll provide you with world-class graphics and videos to help you visually communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to your community. Now, why is this so important to us? Because it is to you. Your visuals matter. And we are so pumped about our new logo and our new brand. Over the last several months, we've been working on a massive new website. We'll also be changing our social media channels. Both of those changes will set us up for the future in a big way to help serve you even better. And this rebranding process has us laser focused on leading the church visuals industry. And I'd like to say that we're launching everything with our new name and brand today. But as you know, everything takes time. And we want you to be on this ride with us. So be on the lookout for church visuals soon. We didn't want to surprise you with any of the changes. And thank you for walking with us on this journey. And in a very short time, we'll let you know when the official launch of our new website is and all the details so that you know how our new name impacts you. In the meantime, let me give you some brand new free church visuals for your time. As you move into the fall, I want to give you our latest Fall Volume 4 pack. And this collection of visuals includes a countdown, title motions, editable title and social media graphics, and more. It's a $25 value for you, completely free for your church. Just go to 1230media.com/free fall pack, or you can click on the link below. You can use the code FALL23 at checkout. Again, that's 1230media.com/free fall pack and use the code FALL23 at checkout to download it completely free. We are praying for you as you launch your fall ministries, and remember, your visuals matter. Hey guys, today I welcome Corey Alderin. Corey is a former developer and on the leadership team at his church. He's also the founder of Sermon Shots. Got the hat going on, Corey. Welcome, man.
Yeah. You like it?
Man, it is quite snazzy, would be the descriptive word of the day.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. So we've become fast friends over the last few months. Give me your background. How did you start in ministry?
Well, I guess my first start of any sort of ministry-related thing was working. Well, early on, I really wanted to get out of my full-time job. I wanted to do something for myself. I always had this passion and interest in doing that. And the first thing that really took off was a website called Christian Quotes. It was a daily devotional around a quote. It was really geared more around social media when Facebook was just kind of starting. And it really took off. It was one of the first Facebook, I guess, Christian Facebook pages to really take off.
Yeah. Nice, man. So yeah. What did you see from that, and kind of where did you go from there?
Yeah. So I basically that was my idea, but you know, early on 10 years ago, my idea was, keep doing this, replicate, do this thing. But as the years went on, creating content like that got easier and easier. As we all know, Facebook became, you know, what you used to be able to reach 90% of the people on your page, right? And now it's like you're doing good if you reach 10% each time that you post. So, So what ended up happening from there was I decided that I wanted to get into software. I thought software was the future. It really interested me. And after trying some different things by hiring software developers with not great success, I decided to teach myself how to write code. And so that was how I started my development, I guess, career.
That's awesome, man. So were you on, are you currently on staff at a church and kind of do this, or is Sermon Shots your full-time gig?
So Sermon Shots now, full-time. I got some other things within my business, but Sermon Shots is 99% of my time. I'm not on church staff, but I am part of, I'm very much part of my church, part of the leadership team, lead small groups, all kinds of stuff. So very involved.
So tell me how Sermon Shots came to be and what you guys are working on.
Yeah. So, I guess to go where I left off on development, it's kind of the early part of that. I developed a software in the design space that, was doing really well. And I decided I wanted to try to do something again in the church space. And so I took that original design software that was doing well in another space and really wanted to focus on the church. And kind of funny story, we had multiple failed things that happened. But along the way, I talked to a lot of churches. And what I kept hearing over and over was sermon clips, something related to sermon clips. I want to do them, but I can't afford it, don't have the time, you know, all those things. And so started developing this instead of all the other things that just weren't working in the church space, just weren't the right fit at the time. And so we quickly put something together. I was able to put something together kind of quickly because of other software that I had. I was able to kind of put it together and package it into more of like a being able to create sermon clips. And so what we did was early on tested it out with different churches, and just every step of the way kept hearing churches wanting this. And so we decided to really go at it and focus 100% of my time on sermon shots.
So I think you mentioned something there that I really love, and that's failure. You know, that I think people just maybe in our space, they kind of see the entrepreneur and that we do things as entrepreneurs. And I think sometimes they don't know what's going on in the background, is that there was a million failed attempts in order to get to this place. And then that takes refining and moving and risking and all of that. So what have you learned from that in your world, from being an entrepreneur, business, all of that? How's that grown you?
Well, I no longer see failure necessarily as a horrible thing, like a bad thing. I think saying kind of similar to what you were saying, I personally have had way more failures than successes, but it's capitalizing on the success and learning to quickly get away from the failures is really what it is. It's figuring out what is important to people, really. And so we've been able to, I guess I've learned a lot along the way. That early on, I used to think failure, I'm a failure. No longer is it that. It's more of like, oh, it's just whatever. It's just not a thing anybody wants. Move on to the next thing. And really what I've learned too is all along the way through those failures is having discussions with all, you know, in this case, churches. I learned things all along the way about talking to churches. I picked up on patterns of, no, this is what they wanted. No, this is what they wanted. And as I had more and more conversations, I just was able to see a pattern.
Yeah.
And put it to something. So, yeah.
So let's talk about the why. Why should pastors, and this is probably a good transition from what you've heard from churches, but why should pastors want to clip up their sermons and use it on social media?
Yeah, I think I see two probably main reasons why it should happen. I see clips as doing two things. One is from a very local kind of reaching people around you. Clips, taking your sermon and turning it into short form clip is a perfect way to show people around you what a day in your church is like, right? Like the number one thing I've seen over and over that people choose a church for is, what does their sermon look like? What does it feel like? What does the, you know, is this type of thing I could go to, right? And so what better way than showcasing that than in a quick clip? Because that is the way, short form video is the way that most people are consuming content right now. It is absolutely the biggest way people are consuming content from new sources. Like, and the church is no different. Committing to 30 minutes, 60 minutes as you're investigating new churches, right? Or trying to fill out what these churches are. Short form is the quickest way, I think, and the best way to reach more people.
Yeah, we've seen that more and more at our company as well, that shorter, much more like we'd rather do four short videos than one long video. Like, if you have more to say, that's fine, but break it up into parts or clips or whatever.
And really it's a step, right? So like for the church space, it's like, that is the step. That's the first step. It's an easy step for a person. That's not the ultimate goal. We don't want them to end there. We want them to go to the next step. And so convincing them first, and then getting them to the next step. The other side, I mentioned there's two sides to this. I think there's also the what I call the digital mission field side to this as well. These things reach they have the potential to reach hundreds of thousands of people. You might get a clip that's 1,500, 200, 1,000. All of a sudden, you have one. I see this in multiple churches. You have one that hits 200,000 people. And these aren't people in your area. This is all across the world. And things like TikTok and Instagram Reels and that short form place may have a... It's filled right now with all kinds of content. You know, depending on who you talk to, it might be better or worse. But I feel like the church should be there. And the church is missing out on a huge opportunity to miss people all around the world with your specific message as a church. So
what are, as you talked with pastors, what are some of the results that maybe ministry leaders have told you that when they clip up their sermons, here's how it's helped us? What are some of the results that you've seen?
So a couple things. I think the first thing, the thing I always remember when I hear this is one of the first people that talked to me personally about their first experience with Sermon Shots, he said, "You're not going to believe this. I was just trying out Sermon Shots in the first couple of weeks." True story, he said, "You're not going to believe this." We had the next week, a person said they saw us from a clip that we posted. They came, and the next week brought 10 people with them. And now all 10 of them are now part of my church within a month. He's like, "And I'm not some huge church," he said. "I've got 100 people in my church, and I can attribute already 10 new people to our church because I posted a clip." Awesome. That has stuck with me for a long time. Now, does that happen in the first 2 weeks for every church? I doubt it. But it shows that the impact, and I think it's a really cool story.
That is awesome, man.
Yeah. And then the other thing is just what this short form video really does is it's not just reaching your followers. I think the biggest surprise most people see, and the thing that I shared with me, is screenshots of their reels where it's like 10% of my followers saw this. 90% of people who never followed me or saw anything saw this. It's like, I don't know if you've seen that graph that you can see from Facebook and Instagram, but that's huge because you're reaching new people from this.
Yes. Good. All right. So give me kind of the back end. I want all the proprietary secrets, all of them, just right here. I'm just kidding. But do give me a little bit of the background. How does the software work? It's all online. I don't need to be a developer. I don't need to be a big video editor. It's all online and kind of contained in there. In your online software and presence, right? Kind of walk me through it.
Yep. So it's really simple. You just upload your sermon into Sermon Shots. You can do that from YouTube, from your computer, and we're even testing out live streaming it straight in so that it's ready to go for you when you start on Monday morning. That's when you clip your videos. And then you go on to the next step and you select a design. So we've got 1,000 different templates in there. And so you don't even have to design the thing. You just click a button and it's going to look like one of those designs, lots of different designs, and adding new ones every week. And then the part where you actually clip the video, this is where the huge time saving really comes in. So when you upload your sermon, two things happen. First, we transcribe the whole thing. And so what that does is it makes your sermon searchable, like a Word document. So you remember a moment that the pastor said, all you have to do is type it in and it goes right to that spot in the video. The other thing it does is it runs through a bunch of AI and we actually suggest moments for you. So here's 10 different moments within the sermon that we think have the best chance of going viral. That goes through lots of different iterations. All you have to do is select it and it selects it for you. We clip it in the background for you. So you're just selecting the moments within the app you want. And we do all the work.
So I've been shocked at how fast the software works. I mean, just only a few moments to take the clip and then transcribe it and then suggest the clips and then, easily clip it up. So kudos to you guys on the back end, especially for making it just so user friendly and so accessible to people. So good job. So how do you cut up and you explained this a little bit, but maybe so I'm uploading my video and then it's transcribing and then I'm clipping it. But kind of walk me through after that. So after it's clipped, now walk me through the process of how do I take it straight to social? Can I download it? Kind of walk me through those steps.
Yep. So after you've selected, after it starts cutting, puts it all together, you can preview it. You can then edit it from there. So if you don't like the design perfectly, you can change, you know, the fonts and colors and music in the background, and all along the way you can preview it. You can even preview what it'll look like on Instagram Reels. So you know how it adds all the different things on the side, right? Like the like button and all that. And sometimes that can get in the way of text or your face. You can watch it as if, yep, exactly. And you can watch it as if it is right on Instagram Reels or TikTok so that you can look at it before you download it. Then from there, you just download it. Within about 30 seconds, you've got it and you can share it wherever you want.
So tell me, you talked to me about the templates a little bit. Tell me how those work a little bit more. Is that still graphics I'm putting on there? Is that video? Kind of walk me through that.
Yeah, the templates have a wide range of things. So some are very plain, have almost nothing on them, just the text. Others have some slight graphics on it to give you kind of the some color to your church. Others have video in the background that's just kind of a subtle kind of movement, just a little something extra. There's some that have what we call hook animations, where it's like the title of your whatever clip comes in for the first 3 to 5 seconds and then disappears. There's different animations on some of the templates where like maybe the video comes sliding in to start, just to kind of grab attention right away. Maybe the title slides in and slides out, different sorts of animations. And then we even have some templates where it's, I don't know if you've seen these, where it's just a video of, I don't know, the woods or the ocean or whatever. And then your words show up as you're speaking them. So lots of different sorts of designs, I guess.
Yeah. You guys have done a great job putting that together. You mentioned AI. How has AI impacted what you guys are doing? I know that, you know, there's different software out there like Opus Clip and stuff like that. I love how you guys have kind of taken what's out there and incorporated it into what you're doing so that it's all contained into one. So how is AI, obviously it's kind of surged into the markets, the marketplace very quickly. How's that impacted you? And you talked a little bit, but give me some more ways that you guys have implemented AI.
Yeah, I mean, AI is huge. It's just a huge time saver, I think, being able to implement it into different things. And so, yeah, once it started really being accessible, we started thinking about how can it be implemented. The suggested clips is the big one. I think that's the one that probably is the most probably thought of as it's the best time saving thing we have right now on Serving Shots being able to suggest the clips. But in the background, the transcription part, being able to take the audio of your sermon and turn it into words, has AI built into it. But I think for thinking about like future, I mean, AI has just, I don't know, if you're following it just in the last 3 months has
crazy.
Even more, right? So like, I can only imagine what will be possible 3 months from now, 6 months from now. But the way that we're thinking about it at Sermon Shots is we want the churches to utilize that. Like, we want to build it in a way that is able to utilize it in a way that saves time and makes things more efficient. But we don't want it to be like, take it or leave it. It's like, here it is to help you make changes. Right. So like in AI suggested clips, for example, like you select one of those, you can select it, great spot, but maybe you want it to end somewhere different.
Yeah.
Add a sentence or two, or you didn't like the way it started, you can add to it, right? I think that's the way that we really want to focus. AI is a helper, not the
right
do it all.
Yes, I agree. I'm actually working on an AI course right now. One, it's crazy to write it because 5 seconds later it's going to be outdated. So it's like, but wait, got to add that back in. But I agree with you. I think it is. I mean, although generative AI is kind of it can do it all for you. If it's a robot that can do things for you, you still have to program that robot. You still have to tweak it. You still have to coach it. You still have to, it's an assistant for you, not a do it completely for you. And I think that I would love to get your opinion on this. I think that I've seen in ministry people use AI and it sound very AI. I mean, I think removing the personal, removing the relationship is a concern, is a danger. Not tweaking it for theology, you know, things like that. And I think as it relates to you guys, I think you guys are using it in a great way in that it's a helper, it's a suggestion, it's an assistant rather than it's somebody else's voice. It's a robot's voice. It loses your, do you agree with that approach?
Absolutely. I every single thing you said there, I think, if we get in a place where AI is doing everything from start to finish, we are going to lose a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Something that might seem as small as making sermon clips feel like we need a space for some divine inspiration and things, right? Like we don't just mm-hmm. like, I think even from building sermons, it's like, I don't want it to write start to finish the whole sermon. It can right. aid in helping me do some of the things, but I don't want it to speak for me. I don't want it to
right.
speak for God, who's supposed to be telling, informing me on some of this stuff. Right.
Correct.
So like, not that, we're not replacing that. We're not replacing relationships. I don't want somebody to come into church and they're greeted by a robot at the door, right? Like it's yeah. a robot can say hi and answer all your questions, but it's not going to replace.
Right. And let's get practical human. Here. Obviously, I mean, maybe in the future it's a physical robot, but I mean, if we start replacing humans with kiosks for everything, I mean, it's that kind of thing that I think that, I mean, I think the relationship is so important, man. I just, I think we're going to lose it if we're not careful.
Totally agree. I use the robot, but I, as an extreme example, but
yeah,
online too, right? Like, if you want somebody to connect to you where their first time to see you is online, watching, and then all of a sudden they know that it's AI responding to whatever question you're asking, right?
Yeah,
like
correct, like on your online chat or things like that.
Yeah and there might be yeah. I want to be careful because I don't want to be the person who draws the line. Like I'm not putting the line there,
right?
I think there's a line somewhere around there where it should not be replacing a person's a relationship.
I agree. Well, I think that you guys have utilized it in a great way to be a suggestion, be a helper. So good, man. I believe in what you're doing. I'm so glad it's so needed, in the space. And just you guys came in really strong, and especially with the back end development where you're able to cut up the clips really quickly and basically automated. Man, really, really great job. I just want to just congratulate you and just cheer you on, man. You're doing a great job, and churches really need to take advantage of your service. Tell us how we can find you, how we can keep up with you guys, how we can get involved with what you're doing.
Yeah, the best way, go to sermonshots.com. That simple. If you're skeptical of some of the stuff that I've said, just test it out. There's a trial. You can try it out. We'll help you along the way. We have a team who will help you. We're on all the socials, so you can follow us there too. And me personally, you can find me on LinkedIn. Connect if you have any questions. I'd be happy to connect there as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Corey. Really appreciate your time today, man.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm hanging out with my friend Steve Dirks. At 12:30, we do ready-made, we do custom media content, we do training, and our team is incredible. We just have a heart to serve ministry and churches. And Steve, I just wanted to talk to you for just a minute and just kind of get your heart on why you serve churches through 12:30. What's your heart behind why and how you serve them?
Yeah, so my heart for serving at 12:30 is I was on a church staff for many years and had a never-ending list of stuff to always complete. And what always took a backside was caring for my team and doing the stuff that would potentially cause the most fruit within my church sphere. And so for me, I have a heart of really coming alongside churches and helping you guys do worship well, but not having to give up doing something that maybe is more practical for you to be doing on the ground at your church. And so one thing that was, you know, hugely beneficial and that has been beneficial for a lot of churches is outsourcing lyric videos, outsourcing bumper videos, content like that, that takes a lot of time just sitting at a computer doing that you maybe don't need to be doing, where you could work with someone like me and our team. And so I love coming alongside guys like you at your church, figuring out what do you want to create? How do you want to create it? You get to lay out exactly what the parameters are, what's the ball that we're going to play in, so to speak. You can lay out the football field. And then I get to take that to our team and have us create something that matches what you are looking for, exactly what you need, and hopefully save you time and stress at the same time. So that's what I love doing. That's what I love that I get to do here at 12:30. And if we can ever do that, reach out to us and I will look forward to meeting you and your church.
Yeah, guys. And I want you to see that. I want you to see that we're not some big company that's way off, you know, somewhere. We're real people. We're real ministry folks that most of us, all of us came from church world, ministry world. We have a huge heart, like Steve was saying, to serve you and serve churches. And if we can do that, if we can help you with custom, especially, which Steve is the man that really connects you with our team in getting your custom projects in the works and done, feel free to reach out to us, 1230.media/quote, 1230.media/quote will get you started.
The show notes for this episode are available now at MakingSundayHappen.com.
We have come to the close of this week's episode of Making Sunday Happen. Thank you so much for being here. MakingSundayHappen.com is our podcast website. Every single podcast that we've ever done lives right there. MakingSundayHappen.com. It's all completely free that you can watch and listen to or share with your team, your friends, and all that. MakingSundayHappen.com. All right, 4 episodes left of this show. You don't want to miss any one of them. Next week, I welcome Brian Dollar to the show. Brian is a children's pastor and the author of the book, I Blew It. Brian and I are going to talk about failures in ministry and how we can learn from them. All right, go out there and create some incredible worship experiences at your church this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Making Sunday Happen is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your church, visit MakingSundayHappen.com.